on Oxford College of Emory University Week. Resilience is a good skill to cultivate. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alex Olson, assistant professor of women's gender and sexuality studies, examines how it can be abused as well.
Signs in New Orleans have appeared saying, "Stop calling me resilient," because every time you say, "Oh, they're resilient," that means you can do something else to me. These signs reveal how resilience, long understood as central to political activism, is also a political problem. Mandates for resilience are common sense responses to the new normal of a dangerous future, and resilience is everywhere. From the cover of Psychology Today to United Nations policies addressing climate change and immigration, the Department of Homeland Security even calls resilience our nation's new immune system. The U.S. military has made resilience training central to molding troops in what it calls an era of infinite war, one characterized by skyrocketing rates of post-traumatic stress disorder and suicide among soldiers. Resilience training is our government's solution to the twin problems of extended missions and escalating healthcare costs for veterans. The military hopes to create endlessly deployable human resources, a quote-unquote indomitable army of super soldiers. The hope is that soldiers will be not only invulnerable to trauma, but primed to embrace war as an opportunity to thrive. This approach, replacing PTSD with post-traumatic growth syndrome, is being adopted by corporations, schools, police and fire departments, and more. Resilience is vaunted as an unquestioned logic for the 21st century, but what does it mean to live in a world that requires ever more resilient soldiers, students, and employees, crops, levees, and buildings? Resilience is not the problem. Rather, my research reveals we need to ask harder questions about the structural conditions, a steadily warming planet, racialized economic inequality, seemingly endless war, creating such relentless vulnerability.
That was Alex Olson from Oxford College of Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.